Oh my God, is this week number two in a row? Son of a... Where is this... Where's time even gone? Has it already been a month? We are here in the camper, listening to the dogs bark about nothing. And we have a special guest today. You want to tell them who that is, Julia?
Andrew.
Howdy.
Our number one fan.
And besides Nikki.
And I can say number one fan. He ordered a shirt.
Ooh, that's true.
Holla holla, he gave us $3.
Go me.
So, you know, pretty busy week, interesting. You know, we've been working on the bracket, and we've got a lot of good answers. Everybody's seeing it.
Well, here, let me
just need to vote a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, let's let Julia tell you about this bracket.
Okay, so we had some great, great, great responses. Voting got to be a little bit better as the week went on. So, for our first fight, we did Randy Couture and Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis took the cake on that one. The next one was Gerard Butler and Mark Wahlberg. Gerard pretty much took that one. Well, actually, it was a close fight. I think there was like 3 votes less for Mark Wahlberg. Third fight was Jean-Claude Van Damme and Mel Gibson. Got a couple votes for Mel. Very surprised by that.
Lethal Weapon.
Jean-Claude Van Damme actually did win that one. And last but not least, that I did not put on Facebook, which I think I'll have to, was between Jason Statham and Chuck Norris. This was the closest fight we've had yet. I think I ended the votes for Chuck Norris had like 16 votes. Jason Statham had like 13 votes. So really close there. Andrew, any thoughts on any of those fights?
I'm trying to think. Most of those are pretty much who I voted for, except the last one. I voted for Statham instead of Norris.
Which was, in my opinion, the correct vote. But...
but each their
own. Oh, Derek has a thought.
But you know, Chuck Norris was once bit by a king cobra. And after 5 agonizing days, that cobra finally died.
Yeah, that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, he built his own hospital that he's born in.
So, absolutely, I mean, right, yeah. Did you know his tears can cure cancer?
Oh, yeah, but he never cries.
So. Oh, is that how that works?
Bada bing.
Bada. Bobbity boopy?
I'm excited okay. For the next half, though.
Yes, this next week we have the other side of the bracket, and that's going to be between Bruce Lee and Marcus Luttrell, which for those who do not know, Marcus Luttrell is the soldier that...
Lone Survivor.
Yeah, was the movie Lone Survivor was based off of. The next fight will be Liam Neeson and Chuck Liddell. I think I know who's going to win that. The one after that will be Chris Kyle and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
Hi,
last
Arnold.
But not least, Sylvester Stallone and Jet Li. So,
that's going to be tough.
That one's going to be another good one.
Yeah.
We got the puncher going against the karate guy.
Yeah.
So we've got about 3 more weeks of this. Basically, right now we're working on, like, if you're looking at a March Madness bracket.
Semis.
Yeah, so the next round will be... Well, this next week is still, like, what is it, the top 16 or whatever?
Yeah.
Sweet 16?
Yep,
and
Sweet
then,
16.
And then next week will be the Elite 8. The following week will be...
Final 4, and then the championship. Toop, 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 toop.
Do you guys have any prediction on who's going to be in the championship?
Ooh.
I'm trying to stay out of it.
Why?
Of it.
It's our bracket, and you're staying out of it. Derek refuses to vote. I voted on every single fight.
Why do you refuse to vote?
Well, Andrew, let me tell you. I refuse to vote because I don't want to, you know, I helped create this bracket. So, I feel that they're all winners in my heart.
Oh, that's a crock of shit.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's a load.
Let me go get my boots here and we'll walk through this pile of shit. So.
Seriously, though. I mean, we created this. Why are you not... putting any input into it. That makes no sense. You know how little sense that makes?
No, not really, because, I mean, I like all of them. I like all of their movies. Categorically, they're different.
That's the fun of it.
I understand that, but I want to see what everybody else says.
Your vote is not going to be like the tip over.
It could be.
Well, the last fight, that was pretty darn close.
That was close. But, I mean, it still wouldn't have tipped over. Chuck still would have won by 2 votes.
It would have been 3 at that point.
It's 3 now.
Then it would have been 4.
So there, we finally got a vote out of his ass.
Woo!
Okay, so that's all for the bracket. So stay tuned. Keep looking at Facebook all week next week.
Make sure you hit the button.
Yes, when you are on Facebook, you can hit the button. I've got lots of viewers.
Hardly
but like 5 voters. So
what about that Insta?
Oh, I am Instagram too, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I do it on Insta, but I'm getting more action out of Facebook, so. Alright, so bracket stuff is done.
Well, who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to see?
Oh, yeah, we didn't make our predictions yet.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. I really hadn't thought about it when I asked the question, so.
Typical reporters.
Well, my first reaction would be, it is tough.
I'm going to say it's going to come down to Marcus Luttrell, Chris Kyle, for that final.
What, in the semis?
No, for the 4.
Okay.
Oh, no, because they are, like, right... No. Yeah, to go into the final, I think it's going to be between Chris Kyle, Marcus Luttrell, American Heroes, and then they're going to go up against... I'm going to have to go Gerard Butler...
And Bruce.
And Chuck Norris to get into that final.
I'm thinking it's Bruce. Bruce has done more badass shit than Chuck Norris.
I mean,
Chuck Norris, what's he famous for? Walker, Texas Ranger?
Well, I mean, and Missing in Action. And he's also, you know, like, an all-around philanthropist and, like, that kind of thing. Like,
we're not talking about philanthropy. We're talking about kicking ass.
Well, I mean, he does that, too. I mean, he is... He's
okay, good job, Chuck Norris, for being a philanthropist.
He does a lot of things for charity, and he's actually very active in the martial arts world.
Okay, but... Well, my vote's Bruce Willis.
Well, I'm still going Gerard Butler.
Well, yeah, Gerard and Bruce are going to go head-in-head.
Like, well, are we talking about just for the final four, or the winner of the
No,
bracket?
The winner of it all. Well, Bruce and Gerard go up against each other next
right.
week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be between Gerard and Chuck Norris as he gets into the final, and Marcus Luttrell and Chris Kyle for that final.
Mm. Okay. I see.
I'm thinking the final four on that side is going to be Chuck Norris and Bruce Willis.
Ooh.
I don't know who's going to win out of one of those two, but that's what I think it's going to be
that's
on that
good.
Left side.
That's good. Huh. Good vote. But okay, that's all for the bracket stuff.
So Andrew, tell us about yourself.
Well, here, take this.
Okay.
I'm a dude. That works.
He's a single Pringle ready to mingle.
I do like Pringles. I don't eat them very often, but I do like them. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, you and I went to high school together. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah. I don't even know how many years. I can't do that
it's
kind of
been,
math.
Yeah. Quick math, 10. Nope, longer than that.
It's been too many years.
No, he's known me almost 10.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, we, you know, from the fun days of wood shop.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
shooting
some staples across so what, the room at each other.
What year was wood shop?
That was my senior year.
My junior year.
So you would have known him 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, going on 13.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew each other when...
Because of church.
Church.
But we didn't really start hanging out until high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then standing out in the middle of January, putting the damn roof on the shed that we built, and he's all bundled up. He's got a winter hat on, a scarf, a hoodie, a sweater, a jacket, 3 pairs of gloves. Pretty sure he had some snow pants on. And I'm out there in a T-shirt steaming.
Yep. Yeah, he was my furnace. I'd work next to him and be like, all right, yep, you're keeping me warm. Let's keep doing this.
All right. Well, I know guys don't get into this too deep, and we don't have to anyway. But what, Andrew, what about Derek were you like, yeah, I need to be friends with this guy?
I mean, just look at his face. How can you say no to that?
That's a like, valid point.
Really. I don't know. It was just one of those where we had kind of the same thoughts and personalities on things, and it was just like, hey, this works.
Well, I mean, if I could weigh in on that, why he became my friend, it actually kind of correlates to you, Julio. Persistence is key. I finally wore down the defense, and we were able to score. Oh, shit, that sounded terrible.
Or did it? But yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, no, we clicked. You know, it was... I bring the best out in people, what can I say?
Really does.
But yeah, so, well, you played hockey as a kid. I tried. I wasn't good.
I tried football and I wasn't good at that, so.
I think size hasn't.
They tried to put me at a fullback, and it was like, these guys are a lot bigger than me.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went from, Wood Tech every Friday. We went to Taco Bell before every football game.
Yep.
Quarterbacks probably hated me.
And hike.
I didn't say shit your pants, I said throw me the ball.
I needed that extra boost, come on.
Yeah. Nitrous.
I know I told you this, Derek. I actually read an article. About how Tom Brady will shove towels down his center's butt crack.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Because he doesn't want to deal with the sweatiness.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've never heard that before.
I just need to say that because it made me, you farting on your quarterback made me think of that.
Well, I mean, you do what you got to do when you're a plus size person.
Well, you got to whatever makes the game. That's all I care about.
Right. Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Hey, if it works, not weird.
But you ended up going to college, and you went to Toledo.
Yep.
IT specialist.
Which Andrew Hawkins went to.
Yep, Andrew Hawkins, from
Toledo. Was yep. No, he's older than you, so.
Well, he might have been there.
It was
around the same
time. Around the same time, because the Broncos were doing really good. That's when I got box seats. My mom's company was giving them away, and she won. And she gave it to me, and so I was sitting up in the box seats,
so
the top, watching the games. And
he might have been there.
Yeah, I don't know how old Andrew Hawkins is, but
he's probably about.
He
might
have been like a senior or something when you were a freshman.
It was pretty close to then.
We need to fact check that.
Fact check. We'll do that in a minute.
I was gonna say you can't just say fact check and then it happens.
Well, I thought Oscar was gonna tell me.
Oscar's asleep.
Oscar,
don't disturb him.
But, so you went to Toledo, you were an IT guy.
Yeah, well, I went for, computer science, so it was mainly for programming.
So what's the difference between programming and IT?
So, IT is like diagnostics on the hardware. I do everything on the software end. So, like, I'm trying to think of an analogy.
Okay, so he does software stuff.
Like, for you do the welding of the parts together. Engineer has to design the parts. I would design the parts, you would do the welding. So that's the difference between IT and software.
Gotcha. So you're like the welder of IT.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
the other way around.
Oh.
He
makes shit that doesn't
work.
He's
the engineer.
The IT guy's like, god damn, this fucking software designer, he's a jackass.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah
we're
that's
good.
Exactly it. Yeah.
For any engineers out there, I don't always do that.
He's lying.
Hey, I'm just saying, if I get a part that's put together, I gotta cut it apart to put it back together, you're wasting my time.
Yeah, but they designed it cheap, so.
Yeah, heard that. The almighty dollar.
Well, that's why they have an engineer that's their job, is from all the other engineers that build it, they have to design it to make it cheap.
Well, this is gonna be a nice segue into the topic that I think we should cover.
Oh, great.
knowing my degree in psychology and cognitive studies. Ooh, that's a big word for me. Cognitive studies.
I didn't understand what you said.
You also went back to college recently.
Yes.
For what?
Brewing Science.
Brewing Science. So kind of give me an overview of that.
So basically, it's a two-year degree from Cincinnati State that basically teaches you how to brew and all the chemical reactions between yeast, wort, hops, and all the water and the minerals in the water and everything else and the whole process, the amount of time and all the different ingredients you can add in and basically make a good beer.
So pretty much a scientist.
Yeah,
it's a scientist of computers and beer.
It's a lot of science that I don't really understand quite yet.
You'll get there.
How far into it are you?
Yeah,
I am in my fourth class, third semester.
So you got like a year and a half ish.
Yeah, if I did the math right, if I do one class every semester, it'll take me 6 years to get a two-year degree.
Oh, dang.
Because I'm taking only one class every semester, because I don't want to, like, just pile on everything, so.
Right. Well, I found a really interesting article the other day.
Okay.
And I think you could weigh in on this and actually give us some really good insight, and I think you both cannot, both you and I, talk about it.
All right, hit me with it.
Well, okay, so alcohol can make you more creative.
True, to a point.
Well, there was a University of Illinois study. They pulled 40 men on their study habits and found a man was more creative when he had a blood alcohol content of 0.075.
Okay. Well, that's called the Balmer Peak. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Balmer Peak. So there's a scientist, Balmer, that designed this test and study back, I don't even know how many years ago, but basically he said once your blood alcohol hits a certain point, your creative juices start flowing in your brain because the barrier between two things in your brain break down from the alcohol. And it's called the Balmer Peak, which makes you think quicker on your feet. It makes you more focused. It's basically like Adderall. Like your brain starts creating an Adderall chemical effect from this. And once you hit that Balmer Peak, everything is better. So, but once you get past the Balmer Peak, then it just declines super rapidly.
Then you get dumb.
Yeah. So
you got to find the happy medium between I'm a fucking genius to who the fuck created shoes and why?
Yes, basically. So it's just once you hit that point, then you're good to go.
That's awesome.
Just had to move Louie.
So the Balmer's Peak, yeah, like we said, get smart, you're a goddamn genius, and then it's why are we wearing pants?
Yeah, basically that's what the study showed. So that's why sometimes when you're a couple of drinks in, all of a sudden you get like hyper focused or something like that. I don't know if you guys get that way. After about two or three beers, I'm like, all right, I can do everything tonight, right now. And then a half hour later, I'm like, all right, I'm ready for another drink. And then it's like, yep, I'm just gonna sit down and relax now.
I don't know. I mean, we don't drink all that often, you know, not trying to sound uppity or anything. But I hope you can hear me from the top of this pedestal that I'm on.
I don't know, it's a little echoey.
No, but after a couple of drinks, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I don't care if people watch me dance. Now, another...
So that's what it's going to take for you to dance at Megan's wedding.
Yeah, pump me full of beer.
Okay, I can do that.
Full of beer.
Yeah, like no food, just all beer.
I mean, heck, we went to, what was that place we went to? We got the 120-ounce...
The Rusty Bucket.
Yeah,
the Rusty Bucket. We got 120 ounces, and we went through that, and they were like, what the heck? Let's do 90 more.
Yeah. Woo! 210! No, so another part of this article that kind of pertains to you and me is that alcohol can make you smarter.
Well, that correlates with the Bomber's Peak.
In the way of moderate alcohol consumption shows that it helps the neurons in your brain protect against the development of dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Does it say what kind of beer or just any kind of beer?
It just says alcohol.
Alcohol. Oh, alcohol in general. Okay.
Moderate alcohol consumption. I mean, this is an article from a place called Whiskey Riff. You know. But alcohol, this is going to be like the most ignorant statement I'll make probably today.
I like how you put the asterisk there.
Yeah. Today. But to me, alcohol is alcohol. I understand there's different, like, grain alcohol.
Yep.
This other alcohol, ethanol. You know, like, I get it.
Yeah.
But cognitively, like, in the brain, alcohol functions the same fucking way.
Yes and no. Because you could have rice liquors, which actually make your metabolism change a little bit when you have those.
Well, I don't have one, so...
What's a rice liquor?
Like a
People
sake.
Go around licking rice?
Yep. They open up bags at the grocery store and just like,
It's like those people we talked about a couple podcasts ago. They've been drinking out of the tea bottles and then...
Yeah.
The Florida man?
No.
No. It's all over.
Yeah, they're all over. They're ice cream lickers.
They will eat out of the ice cream tub, put it back on, the lid back on at the grocery store, and then walk away.
That's gross.
Or people have been spitting in, like, drinks and stuff, and then walk away.
No wonder why we have to have everything covered in plastic, because you have idiots like that going and... Jeez. People are dumb.
But anyway, along with this article that you found, I think shortly before I went into college, I heard someone say, like, if you study drunk...
Drunken recall.
Get drunk for your test, and then you'll actually...
That is actually... I've read a couple of papers on that that
have you ever tried it?
I have not tried it. I probably should have a couple times when I was in Toledo,
You're still in college, so you can technically still try it.
I tried it, but I forgot to study. I just got drunk and then fell asleep.
Well, then you didn't actually try it.
And then slept through my test.
You did not actually try it.
Well, that was your cousin's wedding. In Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
It was a math test. I hated math. And I was like, I got this math test. Ah, it's at 2:30 in the morning. Because that's the only time the fucking website had available. I was like, oh, I could have a beer with dinner. I had like 9.
No, you had like 4 pitchers.
Okay.
Yeah.
9 close. It's a poorly written 9. Or a poorly written 4.
Which, that might actually equal out to 9. Actual beers.
I don't know.
A pitcher of beer is probably about 4 beers.
Okay.
3 to 4.
Oh, shit. Oops. You know, so I just fell asleep all day. Touchdown Browns, if anybody cares.
Yeah, I'm silently celebrating, so be very happy that I'm not screaming in the microphone right now.
So the next part of it, I wish I would have read earlier. I've heard that alcohol, like whiskey, can help you warm up. Did not realize it can help you cure a cold.
Yes. I've actually heard that taking a shot when you get sick cures you, basically.
How quickly, though?
I've done it when I've been sick with a head cold. I'll do a shot that night, and then I'll make myself... What are those?
Like a hot toddy.
A hot toddy. And then I make myself hot toddy after taking the shot, and then I go to bed the next morning, and I feel 10 times better than I did the night before.
Wow.
And I've done it multiple times, and every single time it's worked.
So what you're telling me is I just got to get over the taste and suck it up and do it.
Well, we just need to find you the right one. There are tons and tons of them, all different flavors, different kinds.
Yeah,
you just,
probably.
You just got to tell me what flavors you like.
Fruit, bitchy drinks.
Okay. Well, they have flavored whiskeys that taste like that.
Oh.
Bird Dog makes them.
We'll have to... I guess we'll have to try it.
Woo! Going on a bender!
Wait a minute. That'll make you feel worse.
Yeah.
Woo! Half a bender!
Okay, better. But yeah, I've done it multiple times.
My mom said she... My grandma even...
Hot toddies are normally, when I get, like, any kind of cold, I normally go straight to a hot toddy, and that's...
Well, does that article have anything? Because my great-grandmother had kidney stones, and then her doctor said, have one beer every night before bed, and you'll never have them again. So she did that, never had kidney stones ever again.
Huh. Did she change her diet or what she was drinking at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, she ate like a bird, so, like, she probably ate a saltine chip and some sliced cheese.
Well, I can tell you from what I've read, like, in the past, and what I understand of, you know, alcohols and beers and shit, and that's, it's more of a cleanser. of the liver. That's why it destroys enzymes in the liver, and that's when you get your cirrhosis of the liver.
River.
River.
Of your river.
You already started that bender, didn't you?
Have a bender. So, you know, it's going to take out the excess buildup in moderation. So if you go for too much for too long, that's when it destroys the liver because it's tearing it apart.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything's good in moderation.
Except drugs.
Yes. Well, depending on what kind of drugs. Illegal drugs, yes. But drugs over the counter.
Still yes.
Nah.
Ibuprofen is known to give you ulcers.
Yes.
So that in moderation is not good. Now, aspirin on a regimen can help prevent heart attacks.
Yeah, because it thins your blood.
Right, blood thinners.
But ibuprofen, I mean, if you took two ibuprofen every couple weeks, you're not going to get an ulcer.
No, I'm talking
about
like...
That's moderation.
That's true. But then it's like, why are you taking so much fucking ibuprofen?
Headaches, bro.
Just take a Tylenol or an Aleve.
I do Aleves. I do...
They're heart healthy.
Are they?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think there is something about the heart on there.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway. I take them over ibuprofen. Ibuprofen makes my stomach upset.
Super build up to the topic I wanted to talk about.
Oh, all
right. Right. It's still part of this topic, but it's the aspect of this article that was very intriguing.
Okay.
And I could definitely hear you in my ear when I was reading it.
That's because I was sitting next to you whispering.
Oh.
He's whispering sweet nothing to you.
So, scientists say that you get your best ideas in the shower.
Okay.
Because the warm water, it opens the sinuses.
Blood gets flowing. And
right. So you get good ideas. Now, going with your Balmer Peak, if you're half drunk, at the right level.
Yeah.
And you're in the shower.
You would have to get in the shower right before you hit the Balmer Peak, because if your blood starts flowing faster, you're going to get drunk quicker from the alcohol that's in your system. So you're going to have to be in the shower right before the Balmer Peak, but I see where you're going with it.
So what you're saying is, there's nothing a shower beer can't constitute.
Amen. There was, March 1st had a video for April Fool's, which March 1st, for anybody that doesn't know, is a brewery in Ash, Blue Ash, in Cincinnati. And they had one of the guys that was in my brewing program as a brewer there, and he was walking around, and he gets in a shower and everything, and they're recording him, and he's sitting there, and all of a sudden he just pulls a beer out of the wall. And he's like, oh, and starts taking a shower with the beer, and he's like, shower beers, now on March 1st. Reserve your stall. Sorry, it just reminded me of that.
No,
that was pretty funny.
So, with your, brewmaster degree you're getting.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that statement about a shower beer? And would you recommend it daily? You're kind of like our doctor right now of alcohol. All
right.
Well, Dr. A. For alcoholic. I mean, alcohol.
Man, whatever. I don't know. It depends if you find a good shower beer. Because what constitutes a good shower beer is a good flavorful beer, but it's very light on the palate because you need to stay cleansed because you're cleaning. So you don't want a nice, heavy, dark beer because then it's going to weigh you down. So...
Right.
So yeah,
I can see that.
I would do a lighter beer with a little bit of flavor in it. So like a nice light lager or something like that. But if you don't have any other drinks that night, go for it. They always say one drink a night is good for you. Whether that be a beer, a shot of liquor.
Wine. They say wine, like a red wine, is good for the heart.
Yes. They say half a glass of red wine is good for the heart.
Now, how big of this glass are we talking? Like a gallon? So like a half a gallon?
I want to say the glass itself is a 3-gallon, but I could be wrong.
Because wine does come in a glass bottle.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know.
So, then at what point do we constitute a glass is a cup? Because it doesn't say one cup of wine or one cup of beer.
I don't know. It depends on the glass, too, because there's, like, 5 different styles of wine glasses, and there's, like, 12 dozen different styles of beer glasses.
Yeah, well, then you got Steins, Pilsners. I think Pilsner is actually a beer. Yeah. They got a Pilsner glass.
Well, that's what I'm saying about. They have all the different kinds of beers. They have a particular glass that's designed for the best attributes of that beer. So, like, IPAs, they are wide at the bottom and narrow at the top because you want all the hop smell to be right in your face, concentrated. Because the wider the mouth, the more IPA's aromas that are lost in the beer right after you pour it. So they want narrow-nosed glasses. So when you take a drink, you're getting the full face of all the hoppiness.
Huh.
So that's why they designed the glasses the way they do, is because every beer has its certain attribute that it's supposed to be focused on, and they designed the glass to focus on that attribute.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Most breweries don't do that because the glasses are super expensive and normally break pretty easily if not handled well, so most people, when they go there, they're a little toasty, so a little sloshed, so they tend to break them, so they tend to go with the real thick, normal-sized glasses. So.
Gotcha. Now, with you being in your beer class and all that, have you created a beer yet? Like, have you, like, reached the point in your quote-unquote career there to where you are designing a beer? Like, you might not necessarily have made it yet, but you're, like, starting to narrow down what you want your quote-unquote signature to be.
Yes and no. Like, you can kind of design a beer now with the information I have, but really, if you want to brew a good beer, you kind of need to wait a couple more classes. Like, I'll have a production will be hopefully the next class I can take, which will just be a class that will, you go in, you have a recipe in mind or a beer style in mind, and then you and your team will make the recipe and brew it in class. That's what the class is. And but I haven't reached that point yet. The first class that I did any kind of brewing, all we were doing was learning about wort and how different styles of wort means different ways of boiling it and circulating it and all that other stuff. And so I really haven't made a beer quite yet. I've made wort water.
Oh.
Or hop teas. I've made hop teas, which are basically you take a hop and you boil it in water and then you pour it out. And that's the aroma and the flavor of that particular hop is what you'll get in your beer. So that's how they pick out. That's one way of picking out hops. Most people, they'll do the method that you see on TV all the time, which is rub the hops together and smell them, because when you rub the hop, it breaks the outside bracule off, and then you get into the lupulin glands, which is where all the hop flavor and aromas are, and then you put it, like, basically in your nose, and that's what all the smells and everything is from that.
Interesting.
Yep.
Huh. I mean, I'm learning a lot about beer in here. That's pretty cool. Now, is making, like, this is going to be a dumbass question.
There are no dumbass questions.
Have we met?
That's why I said there's no dumbass questions.
Hey! No, so, there's obviously a difference between, like, an Indian Pale Ale, IPA,
yep.
A Stout, a Sour.
Yep.
A light, a lager, yep. A light lager.
Yep.
Now, when you go for a sour, what do you look like? What goes on there? Like, what constitutes a sour? Because I just had my first sour yesterday, and it was dill pickle flavored.
Yep, by Urban Artifact, which they are right now probably my favorite sour brewing company in Cincinnati.
I mean, that was pretty solid, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I've actually have not really learned how to make a sour yet, so I'm not 100% sure what goes into it, but I know there's an aging process. So they have to ferment fruit and stuff inside of a barrel for a long period of time, or in your case, still pickles. They'll dump tons and tons of pickles in with the beer, and they'll let it ferment, and then all the flavors and chemicals in there, the yeast will break it down, and then all the other adjuncts that they add into it will break down that flavor, and then when they put it into the bright tank, which is filtering it, that's what you get in the finished product, and then so that's what you get. So I know the one that I like from them is a blueberry. It's called the Gadget, and they actually leave, they puree the blueberries, but don't filter it. So when you drink it, it's actually like a thicker sour, and you're actually getting some of the blueberry puree that's left over from the fermentation process.
Kind of like a mash.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's really good.
Sounds like something Julia might like.
That's the one that I meant to bring and completely forgot, because nice. I wanted her to try it, because I know she doesn't like beer, and I was like, the sours are considered beers, but sometimes they don't even taste like a beer.
Well, I mean, I could tell you, like I said the other night, that dill pickle one didn't even smell like a beer.
Yeah, and that's sometimes you'll get that a lot with sours, is they will not smell like a beer or taste like a beer, but technically that's a style of beer.
Now, you had mentioned the other night also that, you know, something that I've never heard, you know, and I'm not a big drink mixer.
Yeah.
You know, going from, you know, beers to liquors or different beers.
Yeah.
You know, just typically I just stay with, you know, I dance with the one who brung me, you know? And, but you brought up a good point. You know, you said it takes three drinks?
Three sips, or three full drinks of whatever you're drinking.
To really take over where you're tasting and feeling.
It's because the first one's a full palate cleanser, so it gets rid of all the flavors that were previously in there from the previous drink. The second one is actually kind of a pre-game kind of thing, where it's like, hey, all right, you guys ready to do this? And then the third one is actually when you get the flavors, because some, like I know from switching from IPAs to lagers or anything like that, IPAs are very strong hoppy flavors, and so when you take a swig of an IPA and then go to something lighter, it's just, you don't even taste anything because the IPA bitterness was so strong that you can't get it on the first swig.
Gotcha.
So they normally say about three drinks is about what it takes to completely cleanse your palate to get the full flavor.
Huh.
Nope.
Now, what are you wanting to do with this newfound college degree?
Well, once I get it, I will probably sit on it for a while, and I'll probably do some home brewing and all that other stuff to get kind of used to what's going on. And what I plan on doing eventually is kind of doing early retirement from what I'm doing now and go into brewing.
Okay.
Is what I'm hoping for. Maybe work part-time somewhere at a brewery so I get some experience while I'm doing that. But right now, most people aren't hiring part-time brewers because everybody in the program has to do a co-op to graduate, and so they have to go out and get a full-time brewery job to graduate, so I don't want to take anything away from them. That's just kind of a more or less a hobby for me right now, and that's going to be their actual job. So I'm kind of just figuring it out right now, but yeah, eventually that's what my plan is, to retire and kind of do that.
Have your own brand?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't gone that far out, but at least be doing brewing some kind of beer.
Okay.
Like, start from finish, kind of have a process.
Well, if anybody that listens, and we know of a few that listen, do you have any recommendation? You know, if anybody has any type of, you know, they want to learn more about it, they want to get involved, they want to actually get into the beer making process, do you have any more or less advice or like a direction that they can go into?
I will say that the Cincinnati State program is probably by far one of the top ones. They've actually been ranked with the ones over in Germany. And so I would definitely start there, see if you even like the process. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're like, oh yeah, I could brew a beer any day, it's whatever. But once you get into it, you don't realize how much chemistry is involved in a beer and making every part of the brewing process happen. Like, I had to learn in one of my labs on how malt grows, and why you have to let it sit for 3 days after you get it out of the grain silo and kind of water it and then let it sit for a while and water it some more, because you got to get the enzymes to start breaking down the bulb because it's thinking it's time to grow. And then right at that moment in time, you stop the growing process and then you throw it in beer or in water and then boil it. And that's what gets you wort. Is actually the process, the enzymes already start to break down, the water just sucks out all those enzymes. And then you give that to your yeast, which then the yeast feed on it and ferment, which makes beer. So
interesting.
Yep. So right. It's a lot of chemistry. So if you don't like chemistry at all, which it was hard for me to get into it because I'm not a big chemistry, I'm more of a physics kind of person. So for me, it was like, yeah, this is a lot more chemistry than I was anticipating, but it's pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, they say that, you know, typically if you enjoy doing something, you're going to find it more relatable and easier to do.
Which is true, which I definitely enjoy doing it. It's just sometimes you get burnt out from a long work day, and then it's like you got to go home and study for the quiz or a test tomorrow. And it's like, man, I don't even know if I want to do that anymore.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
That's really all the questions that I had. And I mean, kind of learning, you know, through you about different beers, because I've always just been steady road.
Yep.
I'm not going to change it. I like what I like, and that's what I like. But I mean, you've really, you know, in the last couple of years, you've really brought me into different stylings.
Yeah. Well, I tried to find, because I know you're not big on the hot side of things.
No.
I tried to bring in the other side of things, which is the sour I brought you this weekend, and I'm trying to think of other beers that I think you would like, and I'll bring those up and all that stuff, because there's a lot out there.
Do you have anything to add?
No. Sounds like you guys did good.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Before we go, how was it? First time?
Would do again.
Would do again.
Highly recommend.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Anyway,
you know it.
Dirty joke for the out. All right, thanks, Andrew. Thanks, guys. And remember, stay up on the Facebook, the Instagram. Make sure you vote.
Yeah.
Julia has a word.
Vote, but also our link, because I kind of threw it
t-shirts
at the end.
Oh yeah, t-shirts.
For our t-shirts, we also have a hoodie on there. We're working on stuff all the time.
Any ideas? Let us know.
The URL right now is variety-duo-clothing.myshopify.com. If you guys have any ideas or anything like that that you want to send our way, you'd like to see on a t-shirt, let us know.
And the link will be part of this post for the episode, yes?
Yep.
Yes. All right. Thanks again, Andrew. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you hopefully next week.
Before we end, I want to add the t-shirts are very nice and comfortable. I got mine Friday, and it's really nice. So just throwing that out there.
Thank you for that word.
Yep.
Yes, and thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Peace out, homies.